for your children, for your destiny, for your business, for your marriage. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a clap, a shout of praise. Father, we give you the praise and the honor for the privilege of knowing you. Breathe upon your word today and let not one person be the same. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and in verse 15. Meditate upon these things. Meditate upon this word. Give yourself wholly to them, that your profiting may appear unto all. That your profiting may appear unto all. The word of our profit. Part 4. The word of our profit. We want to understand the profitability of the word of God. Meditate wholly upon these things, that thy profiting may appear unto all. It is very, very clear, beloved, that it is profitable to serve the Lord. It is profitable to love the Lord. And it is profitable to hear the word. Profitable. That lady who got saved, changed from the other religion, she said, her people told her, what has changing to Christianity done for you? She said, when the time comes, you will know. When the time comes, you will see. It pays to serve the Lord. It pays to receive his word. What is the profit of this Bible? Number one, access to the voice of God. Access to the voice of God. The voice of God is upon the waters. We saw that on Wednesday. Access to the voice of God. The easiest way to hear God talk to you is from his word. Number two, access to supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. Nobody can be worded and be a weakling. Nobody can be worded and be a weakling. Supernatural, unbeatable strength. Number three is access to the life and the spirit of God. The life and the spirit of God. Inside the word is the life of God. Inside the word is the spirit of God. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. He said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. If I'm too fast and you are unable to get the scriptures, I'm sure that on the MP4 or something, it can be written, because we'll need to go a bit fast. Access to the life and the spirit of God. Number four, we looked at that in the service this morning, is access to hope. The reason why you are not permitted to live hopeless or die hopeless is the word. The reason why we believe that there is hope for our nation is the word. The reason why we believe that the devil does not have the final say is the word. Access to hope. To him that is joined to the living God and his word, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. Access to hope. Number five we saw in the previous service is access to faith. The word is the builder of faith, is the fuel for faith, is the food of faith. Because scripture said that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Every man, every woman who feeds on word is feeding their faith. Access to faith. Number five and number six now is access to joy. We live in a very depressed world today. You turn on the news, you don't like to hear what you see. Look at young lady passing by the road. Another woman stabs her on the eye. It's not something to imagine. If she must be stabbed, he doesn't see the hand or the leg. Is the eye. You don't want to imagine it. I was so overcome to compose myself. Such a depressive world we live in. And if we don't have the word, it's likely to be permanent depression. Now look at this. Psalm 119 verse 162. You say, I rejoice at thy word. I rejoice at your word. As one that findeth great spoil. The word of God is a tonic for joy. It's an antidepressant. Group of drugs called monoamine oxidase inhibitors. MAO inhibitors. Work in that field. This is a spiritual one. Antidepressant. In Jeremiah chapter 15 verse 16. He said, thy words were found. And I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. It was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and in verse 6. He said, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word, even though you were in affliction, but it was with joy in the Holy Ghost. Receive the word with joy. In the Holy Ghost. Everyone today who is a victim of depression, I declare that depression is arrested forever. Arrested forever. Arrested forever. Arrested forever. In the name of Jesus. Philip went to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Christ, who is the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in Acts chapter 8 verse 5, as he preached the Word, joy exploded. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. He preached Christ, the anointed one with his anointing unto them. And in verse 8, the people with one accord gave heed to those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did for unclean spirits, crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was an explosion of joy in the city. There was great joy in the city. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. How does the word of God produce our joy? Number one, the word of God is the transmitter of the Spirit of God. Transmitter of the Spirit of God. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Is the transmitter of the Spirit of God. John 6:63. The words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. As he spake to me, the Spirit entered into me. Is this transmitter of the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is a transmitter of joy. It's a transmitter. In Ephesians chapter 5 and in verse 18, be not drunk with wine that leads to dissipation and debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. And when you are filled with the Spirit, you speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. The word of God causes you the fullness of the Spirit. And that turns you on in joy. Second, the word of God is pregnant with joy-releasing scriptural promises. Joy-releasing scriptural promises. You thought you were going to die until scripture tells you you will fulfill your days. Joy releasing scriptural promises. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. Whereby he has given us exceeding great and precious promises that by these we might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Somebody say aloud, amen. How many of us have ever been so excited because somebody gave you a promise? You're happy and the person is reliable. That is what happens with scripture. Thirdly, the word of God explodes faith in the heart. It explodes faith in the heart. And the explosion of faith is the explosion of joy. It explodes faith in the heart. In Romans chapter 10 verse 8, so then, he said, but what saith it? The word is near you, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith. Which we preach is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 17, for so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say the loud most amen. So it explodes faith in the heart, and the explosion of faith is the explosion of joy. How do we say that? First Peter chapter 1 and in verse 8. He says to us, whom even though you have not seen, you love. And even though you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice. With joy unspeakable, full of glory. So belief will always explode joy. Every time faith comes alive, joy explodes. Every time you find yourself in depression, there is a doubt around the corner. Every time you find yourself in depression, there is unbelief around the corner. I see an explosion of joy for somebody. And if you believe that, say loud amen. And finally, number four. The word of God is a cleanser of the spirit of man. A cleanser of the spirit of man. And the cleansing of the spirit is the release of joy. Psalm 119 Verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking it thereto, according to thy word. Verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against you. How is that connected? Verse 11 of Psalm 51. Create in me, verse 10 rather, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. When the conscience is clear, the joy will flow. It flows effortlessly. And the word of God is a cleanser of the spirit of man. And the cleansing of the spirit is the release of joy. That is why guilt is the greatest attack on joy. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say the Lord most amen. What is my counsel to you this morning? Organize your life's schedule around God and His word. Organize your life's schedule. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Let the kingdom, let God and His word be central to everything you do with your life. Organize your life's schedule around God and His word. Don't let anything make you become too busy for God or too busy for His word. I believe it is a new day for somebody. If you are that person, you will say a louder amen. If you are that one, you will say the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and just give Him the praise. Give Him the honor. Give Him the praise. Father, we give You the praise. We give You the honor. Hands everywhere you are. Shako Bagada Goliath. Lift your hands high. The presence of the Lord is here. Just worship Him in the Spirit. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for your word, the gift of your word. Appreciate Him for His word, the gift of His word. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your word. We praise you. We honor you. We adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. Walk a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you. What a good way,
what a good way to be wasted
on you. Lift your hands higher. Total supernatural turnaround is the focus of this seventh week of the harvest glory. total supernatural turnaround. Total supernatural turnaround. Complete supernatural turnaround. Spiritual turnaround where there has been a struggle for with spirituality. Destiny and career turnaround. Marital turnaround. For children and individuals tied down in the area of marriage. Turn around in the fruit of the womb. Turn around completely of destiny. And like we saw in the first service and second, the word of God is a sponsor of turnaround, the release of the word. Then the prophet, the deployment of the prophet's mantle. By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. By a prophet, was he preserved. And of course, the release of sacrifice. They that sow in tears reap in joy. Where something must be turned around, the word must be released, the prophetic mantle must be released, sacrifice, platform. Right now, you have received the word. Now get set for that prophetic mantle. Lift up your hands. When I say, in the name of Jesus, when I said, receive your super, all-round supernatural turnaround, in the name of Jesus, you shout the loudest amen with a turnaround, amen. It's a prophetic action. If a chain tied you on the same spot as you turn, the chain is broken. If the enemy kept you in a pit or a grave or anywhere like that, as that action is taking place, you are out of where they kept you. If there is a spiritual being inside you, with that prophetic action, that being returns back to hell. Lift your hands high. Father, let this turnaround unction flow. Let this turnaround mantle flow. Let this turnaround grace flow. When I say I decree your all-round supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus, say, amen. You blast in tongues. Diverse encounters will happen and diverse healings will happen. Are you ready? Father, in the name, Father, right now, I decree for everyone here, whether it is in the spiritual area, the marital area, the career area, the financial area, areas of your destiny, academic pursuit, whatever it is, where you decree, you desire a turnaround. I decree your all-round supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yes. Pray. Yeah. Jesus. Precious name. Lift your hands and give him the praise. The spirit of death just left now. Premature death, you shall fulfill your days. Witchcraft manipulation and witchcraft projections, they are retrieved and refired back to hell. In the name of Jesus, that migraine condition on the right hand side of the head and that affliction on the leg on the left is returned back to hell. Near success, that's right, syndrome just disappeared. The garment of wretchedness and begging and borrowing just got set on fire. Spirit husband and spirit wife just left right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. You shall live, you shall not die. I curse the spirit of cancer. I curse prostate cancer. I curse liver cancer. I curse breast cancer. I curse brain tumor. You dry up right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat 1 minute.